teachings, these dances are passed down from generation to generation because they hold the stories and the histories of our people. The different battles we've gone and fought and won. The different sacrifices our people have endured. And so with that, this is also another way I teach and share with people about the American Indian Freedom of Religion Act, 1978. So in 1978, the United States government gave the American Indian, my indigenous people, the freedom to religion. And so with that, for the past 40 years or so, we've been able to preach, pray, and practice our culture without fear of harassment, without fear of persecution, without fear of murder. And so with that, this is also something, you know, that was, you know, that should have been given to us long ago. But if you're older than 40 years old, you're older than our right to be indigenous, our right to utilize these songs for protection, for healing, for blessings. And so with that, that's why I like to come out and teach people about the dances. So in that dance, it asks for protection and healing of all of us. Not necessarily just my people, but then also everyone. Because when we pray in our table way, there's always one sentence we include, all who walk on earth. And including that in our prayer shows our Creator that we're including everyone into our prayers. And so with that, you know, being able to teach people this knowledge is something I enjoy doing because it's not taught within any of the school systems. It's not taught in the New Mexico history, nor is it even taught in United States history. Anything on indigenous people in these history books is more than one or two pages, maybe three at the most. But other than that, you won't find more about the indigenous culture and what we went through as indigenous people to still have our culture and our way of life. So with that, you know, feel free to, you know, share these pictures and these videos with your friends and family. It's all about spreading that healing and happiness. So with that, I'll be getting into this next song. This next song is known as a sneak-up style. The sneak-up style came to us during the 1700s and 1800s, during the time when a lot of the indigenous tribes were going to war with the Spanish as well as the United States Cavalry. And so on both ends of indigenous lifestyles, we're having it. Down here in New Mexico, we're fighting with the Spanish and the Mexican government, whereas up north, the Plains tribes were fighting with the U.S. Cavalry. And so there was war coming at us from all sides. And in doing so, they would take our warriors, our strongest ones, hold them captive. This would kill the morale of the tribe. So one or two men would come together and put a war party together and go to find these warriors. And upon finding them, they would always find them in the fort. They would find them being held captive. So they would find out which bunker it was they were being held in, and they would make a way to get in through that bunker. And so in the dead of night, one man would volunteer and go to the front of the gate. He would start making noise, showing his enemy he wasn't scared. And upon this happening, they would pull out their guns and start shooting. There's an Indian, there's an Indian! They'd be shaking the bells, ding, 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 waking up the rest of the cavalry, and upon coming, they would run up to the sides with their guns. You know, they'd be half asleep, so they'd just be shooting at anything. And so with this, the rest of the warriors would sneak through the back, find these stolen warriors, bring them back to the back where they snuck in through. They would have horses waiting for them, taking them back to the tribe. They would sneak back in, and upon the cavalry shooting at this one man, distracting them, they would come and ambush them. So this was to teach them that no matter what, we're still going to fight for our way of life. And all of our warriors fight for it. We're going to come back and we're going to save them. We're going to take care of them. Because we take care of our people. That's how we were taught. That's how we were raised. And so with that, this is different knowledge that has gone into generations going back to what we believe as our first creation. And so this knowledge of being there for helpfulness and selflessness, taking care of the community, helping one another out, this is what the Moro has come back to, this style of dance. So with that, feel free to take pictures and feel free to take video, because, you know, like I said, this is also something for you to take home with you. A blessing in the form of your videos or photography that you can share with your loved ones and your friends. So that way they have that understanding to indigenous forms of culture as well as prayer. Again, thank you.